Hello and welcome to the Manifest to Live Life Golden Show. I'm Golden Duffy, your host for today, and we are on season 2, episode 25. Stop being so freaking hard on yourself and remember how good your life can be. So this is a little, this is a show that's going to allow you to remember if you're in that state of forgetting. It's one thing that I've noticed in being in this life experience, because we are human, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we come here in the forgetting, it is very often that we go back to forgetting. And that's when we forget to be present. That's when we get stuck in the problems. That's when we start doubting ourselves. That's when we let that shitty committee take over and we get ourselves lower and lower and lower. We jump into that rabbit hole, right? So in navigating this, there's some things, there's some components of this that you must understand. And that understanding is, first of all, that's part of the human experience. These lower emotions that we are being called to navigate are part of this experience, like a really important part, like an integral part to you becoming more. However, they also can be an addiction. They also can be an excuse for you to stay the same, for you to stay stuck in cycles that no longer serve you. So how do we mix up the energy field? How do we get out of these lower, denser emotions without allowing ourselves to bypass the things that we're supposed to be learning, bypass the healings, without bypassing those things? How do we navigate this? How do we know if it's a call to be healed? How do we know if it's a call for more? Well, I'll tell you this, it's always a call for more. All of these negative emotions are always a call for more. They're always here to help you amplify your desires. So if you're just running through life and you're not really paying attention and you're giving into a lot of addictions and you're not really getting to the depth and the spiritual piece, which is really our strongest desires. It's those places within our heart that life is wanting to be expressed through. Let me explain that a little bit further. So we are connected to infinite intelligence. We are connected to infinite wisdom. We are the physical expression of all that is. Because we are that physical expression of all that is, there is life that wants to be called through us. There are things that want to be expressed through us. That's why you get ideas, and those ideas come from above, right? And if you don't act on those ideas over time, you will feel frustrated. You will feel like you have all these ideas and they're not going anywhere. Trust me. I'm like idea girl. I have ideas all the time. Do I always jump on them? No. It's got to be a strong inspiration for me to jump on them. But if I'm getting a bunch of ideas and I'm not acting on them and I'm in this lower dense frequency of emotions, it will start to frustrate me to the point where I can start to forget who I am. And I start to get in the doubts. And then I start to feel like, you know, life is having its way with me. And I forget how freaking amazing this life really is. I mean, the fact that we can get up every single day by our own free will and do what we really want to do is amazing. Now, you may not feel that way. You may feel like your whole life is spoken for. And I would ask you to really look at that. I would ask you to look at the things that you're telling yourself you don't have a choice about, because we always have choices. And often those choices that we're making because we feel like we don't have a choice are because we don't want to hurt people, or we don't want to cause drama, or we don't want to. And that's a lot of times why we hang on to things that no longer serve us, jobs, friendships, relationships. We hold on to these things because we don't want to upset the apple cart, right? We don't want to create waves. We don't want, everybody's trying to avoid confrontation. That was like the story of my childhood. And then it became the story of my adulthood until I realized I wasn't serving anyone by avoiding confrontation. Now, it doesn't mean that you start trouble with people. It just means you start doing what's right for you. Because if you're in a situation where you're feeling really low, it could be because you're not doing enough things that really fill up your heart. One of the things that I have challenges with, and this may be you, I kind of can be an overachiever. I want to do all these things and I want to accomplish all these things. And because of that, I can often set my day up for work, 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 work. And when I do that and I start, you know, kind of overcommitting and I start overproducing, I start losing my balance. And when I lose my balance in the things that I love, that's when I start getting stressed and that's when I start feeling unhealthy and that's when things get out of whack. So it's recognizing what does make my heart sing, and getting off of social media is a big thing. It really is. Because if you're scrolling a lot of social media, you're not going to create the time that you need to do the things you love. So I started thinking about it this weekend. I was like, some of the things that I love is cooking. Like, I love cooking. I'm like, I need to get back into that. Like, I made this amazing salsa. So easy. Salsa is so easy. But my neighbors had these tomatoes that they were growing. And we had another friend who gave us tomatoes and I made salsa. And I literally just throw all this stuff in the blender and it's so good. It's so good. And the family loves it and it's so easy to make. And I love creating food like that. I love taking care of my family. I love cleaning my house. I know it's sick. But the things that I love to do that make me feel like I'm participating in life, but not necessarily progressing. Like spending an hour in my kitchen creating a salsa may not look like currency to the average person. That may actually look like a waste of time to a lot of people. But to my family, man, it's currency. They love it, right? So it's like, what are we doing and what can we acknowledge that maybe we're not creating, you know, these big, successful, inspired, you know, millions of dollars, but maybe we're creating more currency of love in the world. Maybe we're creating more kindness in the world. Maybe we're taking care of little kids and raising them to be incredible human beings. You know, maybe we're just loving. So it's really easy to get trapped in this society's idea of what is success, especially if you're on social media a lot. You're going to be comparing yourself to people, and it's really easy to get in that trap. It's easy to get in the trap of not feeling good enough. And one of the main reasons for not feeling good enough is old childhood wounds and the energy of comparison. We're comparing ourselves to others. So, and I think there's we get caught in this trap of, you know, what am I doing to progress? And if I'm not doing anything to progress, then I must be sliding backwards. I must not be moving in life. Let me explain something about that. That is absolutely impossible. Every cell in your body is consistently changing and moving. This is why if you have been dealing with a disease for a long time, you're keeping that disease active by the way you're thinking and feeling, because your cells are consistently on the daily regenerating. So you should be able to heal from that no matter what anyone has told you. It's just a matter of thinking about it differently. It's a matter of putting energy out there differently. And it's about putting yourself in a different frequency where that pain or that illness does not reside. That's where miraculous recoveries come from. Quantum leaps and healing come from. It comes from people letting go of the identity of the dis-ease and stepping into a place of ease. So anytime you are in this beating yourself up, doubting yourself, it is lies. Lies, 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 because you are separating yourself from what infinite intelligence really feels about you. That's why it feels so awful, because you are literally separating yourself. You can't really separate yourself, but there is the illusion of separation from your higher intelligence, from your higher states of consciousness. So the solution to that is, first of all, be easy with yourself. Sometimes a day is a day. You know, sometimes you can do all these things to try to shift yourself out of it. I really do believe there's planetary stuff because I see so much of it around me. But again, I believe it. So that's probably why I see it. But I see it with different people. I see it with my family. I can feel energy very viscerally. Like, I can feel when I am inspired, when I'm motivated, when I'm feeling the energy flow. And then I feel at times when it is just, it's locked up solid and I'm not moving anywhere and I'm not inspired to do anything. And on days like that, sometimes, you know, doing less is better. I often think getting out would probably be better, which I did do. But in those moments when you are just faced with the forgetting, yes, when you are faced with the forgetting and you are sitting there just beating yourself up, what you can do is you can meditate. You can journal. Journal out how you're feeling. Get this energy out of your body. You can do yoga. You can do Tai Chi. You can do all sorts of things to get this. Shake it up. Shake your body out. Get this energy out of your body, because the truth is your life is really good. I don't care what you're going through right now. Your life has the potential to be really, really good, but it is your attention to that potential that's going to activate it, not the opposite. It's not looking at all the things that you're not doing or all the things that you're doing wrong or all the things you haven't done yet that's going to get you to where you want to go. It's projecting towards the future what you truly want. And sometimes journaling all that frustration and all those things that you don't want will lead you down the road of what you do. So then it's professing. I did some professions this morning. Some people call them, what's the other word for that? Demonstrations, where you know, affirmations, demonstrations, whatever you want to call them, but where you profess, you say, this is the deal. I am no longer doing this. I am standing in my power. I am creating. I am a creator, and being really present to the energy around you. So recently I've got spiders. Whoo, man, do we have spiders? I think I did share this with you, but I have tons of spiders, like they're big. And one of them was in my house the other day. Like, I'm okay if they're outside. I don't love walking through the webs, but to me, I shifted. I used to be really afraid of spiders, and I shifted it after listening to a book, which I cannot remember the name of, but the idea was to create a belief around spiders that they're divine feminine energy. So I'm like, okay, they're divine feminine energy. They're not this big, scary, nasty thing that I need to be afraid of, but I still don't want them in my house. Like, I'm still at the point where I'm not comfortable with that. So I thought we had an understanding that they were going to stay outside, but one of them came inside and they were on my couch. And, you know, RIP is all I can say. But they're all over outside. So today I went for a walk in the canyon that near where I live. I must say, walking in nature is one of the most incredibly spiritual things you can do. Putting yourself in that peace, allowing yourself to absorb nature, listening to the birds, looking at how incredibly beautiful this earth is, and movement, walking forward, moving your body forward. I was watching a show the other night on Netflix. It's about the Blue Zones. So it's about the people who are living the longest and the happiest, the most joyful, happiest existence. One of the major things in living the longest was movement. These people, and I forget where they were, it was an Asian culture, don't have furniture in their house. They don't have recliners. They have a table that's very low to the ground. They often get up 50 times a day from the ground. So that is huge, to not be sitting or laying on these really comfortable things that don't allow us to move in life. Nature and moving outside is one of the greatest things you can do for yourself across the board. I wouldn't put it above meditation, but I would put it equal with meditation. It kind of is a meditation, that walking meditation, that peace, that joy, and doing it super early in the morning when there's no people out. It's the bomb. So I went out this morning, not super early. I went out around 7, and in the canyon, I noticed all these spiders. I've been seeing them everywhere. Like, I probably have seen 30 spiders like in the last couple of days. Like, it's crazy. When you see something like that and it's so in your face, I always take it as a sign. And finally, I'm like, okay, universe, like, if I look up the totem, can we stop with all the spiders? So I looked up the spider totem, and interestingly, part of the message of the spider totem is, yes, divine feminine energy, but it's also about patience, right? Like, spiders don't go and catch their prey. They put that beautiful web out, right? They weave that web, and however long it takes to weave that web, and then they just allow. They allow their prey to fly into the web. They have faith. They trust. You know, they know they're going to be fed, because that's the natural state of energy, right? So in reading that and understanding that and where I am in my life story, I understand that the only thing that I need to do is act on my inspirations. That's all you need to do, is act on your inspirations. And when you feel inspired, act. When you feel like you have an idea, act. Put something towards that act. So I have an idea right now. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but I really want to, I want to rent a space right now. I want to rent a space that's like an office, that's a recording studio, that's a place where I can do workshops and seminars. So what I'm doing is I'm calling places and I'm looking at properties to see if there's something that aligns, to see if it feels right, to see if it flows. Am I going to do it? I don't know. I don't know if it's the next logical step for me. It feels like it. It creates a little excitement for me, but it's also about putting out more income. So I can make income, but it's putting out more income. So there's a lot of things that I can do with it, but the fear is there. The fear of being outside that comfort zone and putting myself out there, even to go look at them, is there. So I have to get through that, and I have to start doing things that's going to initialize that energy towards the next logical step for me. Another thing I did is I'm going to try an acting class. Do I want to be an actress? Not really, but are there skills in acting that could help me in what I'm doing? Yes. Will I become an actress? I don't think so, but you just never know. Is it in my desire to be an actress? I don't think so, unless it's like a sitcom and it's really funny and silly. I don't know. I really don't know. There's so many things that I feel ideas about that I just need to follow the energy. I need to follow what's calling to me and what's presenting to me. Instead of pushing things away, what can you do to open yourself up more? Those things that are calling you in your heart, that you're feeling frustrated about, that you're not feeling like you're making progress on, that needs to be looked at. That absolutely needs to be looked at. Those ideas that you're having that you keep pushing off every day, they need to be looked at, because as they continue to call you and as you continue to ignore them, they're chipping away at your joy every single freaking day. So what can you do? Start asking yourself, what can you do? The other day I went on, I started looking at offices for rent. I put my name in just to see what's up. Today I'm going to call on one that I've seen a couple of times. I've driven by it and I'm like, I'm curious about it. I just need to call. So putting yourself in places where opportunities can present themselves. So when you are in this energy of beating yourself up, you are tuning yourself into a low vibrational state that is either A, calling you to heal something, B, is an addiction to a drama that's keeping you, you know, the same. You don't have to grow if you're beating yourself up, right? You don't have to grow if you're depressed, right? Or using your depression as an excuse. A lot of that energy is that stuck energy in your body. And if you started walking and moving forward, you would feel different. And when you feel different, you attract different. And then the third thing, as far as this is, this could be something that's really calling that desire stronger for you. And there may be more that you need to do. So if it's a book you've been wanting to write, sit down for 10 or 15 minutes. I just had this incredible idea to take my posts off of Facebook. I've been posting on Facebook every day for years, every freaking day for years. And I'm like, wow, I'm gonna lose those if I don't grab them. So I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna spend 20 minutes every day copying and pasting those, and I'm gonna create a book, a daily post, you know, a daily something for y'all. So I had that idea yesterday. Is it a good idea? I think it's a great idea. It's like, why am I recreating the wheel all the time? When I got the wheel right here, I can just pop it into a new book and have something beautiful to share with people. Some of my posts are so it's not a brag because they come through me. It's like inspired and beautiful. And for people to hold that in their hands, I think would be really special. So that was a new idea I had today after being on the heels of a couple of days of being like, I don't know what to do next. You know, you just got to allow, you got to relax and you got to allow and you got to breathe and you got to meditate and you got to bring yourself into a place of knowing that energy is always moving and you are never stuck. That is the mind's way of keeping you safe and the same. So I had a couple of things talking about the mechanism for growth or your need for change. The analogy of a whirlpool is very interesting because when you think about a whirlpool, when you think about water hitting a whirlpool, right, that water goes into the whirlpool and it comes right back out. Right? But you see this beautiful energy of water moving, right? It hits the whirlpool and it comes right out. The energy is always moving. It's not stuck. Just like waves. When you see this wave behind me, we were watching the waves this weekend. Wow. We actually have bioluminescent waves here, which I didn't get a chance to see yet, but I'm going to do that. But the waves the other day were so massive and we were just so impressed with how many come and how they never stop and how it's always in flow. And that's exactly how our life is. I say it all the time. Life is relentless and we can get really caught up in the density of it, of the harshness of it, of the reality of it, until we realize that we are creators, until we realize that we are a part of the conduction of that wave and we get more in our power to create. So yesterday I got really excited. We're actually talking about doing some things on the outside of our house and creating like a beautiful space outside. We've had this couch and it's been falling apart for a while. This like patio furniture, we paid so much money for it and it's falling apart and it hurts us to throw it away, but we're just like, we're over it. And we're going to create more of a space. We call our house our sanctuary. There's four of us here, my husband, myself, and my two daughters and our two little kitties, our two of our younger daughters. And we call it our sanctuary. It's like where we come back from the world and we love each other and we laugh and we spend time together. And it's just a really peaceful, wonderful experience where people get to be themselves and be free and live in this beautiful place. So we decided that we're going to extend that and we're going to have an outside area where we can really take advantage of the outdoors because we're in Southern California and it's freaking beautiful here and we should be able to be outdoors more. And get shaded from the sun. So now I got really excited about that. And then because I was on the trajectory of excitement, I got really excited about what's next because I'm in this kind of in-between thing. So I was listening to a thing with Alan Watts this morning. I really love Alan Watts. I think he's really, really brilliant. He's very, very deep, but if you can understand what he's saying, wow, it's just transformative. So he was talking about a saw blade, and I can really relate to a saw blade because my husband is a carpenter, and I've seen, you know, lots of saws, and I understand saws and how there's blades and then there's, you know, divots. There's blades and then there's a divot. Right? And the wood would not be cut without the divots, right? It's just like the peaks and valleys of a mountain. It wouldn't be a mountain without the valleys. So in understanding life, we have these peaks and valleys. We have these blades, we have these sharp things, and then these divots. And if we can navigate the divots, the issue, the challenge is that we're really only focused on the peaks and we're really only excited about the peaks. But if we could really navigate the valleys, if we could really navigate the ebbs of life a little gentler, a little sweeter, we would flow a lot easier. If we could have faith when we're in the ebbs, if we could have patience, if we could have grace, if we could feel the energy moving instead of insisting that it's stagnating, we would navigate this energy a lot easier. So these are the things that you need to remember. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. And in that human experience, you're experiencing being a human. Now, that may sound silly, but the truth is we came here for all of it. We came here for the sadness. We came here for the grief. We came here for the anger. We came here for the frustration. We came here for the joy. We came here for the boredom. We came here for the complacency. We came here for the satisfaction. We came here for the love. We came here to experience the presence and beauty of life. not just to succeed, not just to make money. That's the illusion. The illusion is that we need to create all this paper currency, that we need to create all this success, that we need to have all these material possessions. And the truth is, we came here to love. We came here to be present. We came here to remember that we are spirits and to live that spiritual life in the greatest currency of all, which is love, which is laughter, which is lightheartedness, which is enjoying and really understanding that the beauty that surrounds you is you. It's a reflection of you. I was driving to the grocery store yesterday, and Thursday, Friday, I had some lower, denser days, we'll call them, and just navigating and what's coming next and what I need to do next and what am I doing and am I doing it right? And, you know, same old story, right? We all have the same stories going on. So on Saturday, I actually took the opportunity. Saturdays, I love the energy of Saturdays. I think I've shared that with you before because I feel like it's a non-work day for me. Like I'll do some things, but for the most part, I was trying to work on some business cards. I'm going to get back into networking, which I'm really excited about because I love people so much. And it's one of the things that I feel has been missing is people. So how do we meet people? We get out, we do things, right? On Saturday, I just kind of like gave myself a pass. I was trying to make some business cards and it wasn't really working. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just go to the beach. So my daughter and I went to the beach, had a really challenging time finding parking, but it was like, just surrender, right? I just surrendered. Finally found a parking spot. We get down and the waves are just crazy. And I am a new ocean swimmer. I've been swimming in the ocean a lot this summer, but waves still, I'm very respectful of Mother Ocean. And if it seems too much, I won't do it because I just don't feel inspired to do that. Like my spirit is like, hell no. I don't know. I was talking to my daughter. I'm like, I was probably drowned in a past life or something. So my daughter went in and she got, you know, this amazing alchemy experience. Like jumping in a cold ocean is like the greatest alchemy there is. Like you feel so good. So I went and I just kind of got like up to my waist wet and we just sat there and we watched the waves and it was so wonderful. And it just brought me back to the appreciation of life and how good life is. And then yesterday, I just felt like there's no more, I just don't want to force anymore. I don't want to force life. I don't want to force what's happening. I just want to be part of the flow, you know, and if it's going to ebb right now, it's going to ebb right now. And that's cool. I'm just going to do what calls to me and I'm going to feel good about it and I'm going to flow with it and I'm not going to force anything, but I'm going to pay attention to the signs. That's really important. Pay attention to the signs, act on your inspirations and do something about your ideas. So yesterday, my husband and I had a really amazing day. We did a lot of things around the house. And then I went grocery shopping, which felt amazing just to buy food and put all this food away. And then we went out to dinner to this gorgeous place with this incredible sunset. It's one of our favorite places to eat. And they have live music. And we went and we saw this live music and it was so fun. And we danced. And I was like, and I don't say this to like brag and tell you that my life is great, but I say this because I want to shout this from the rooftops, like going after your dreams and living where you want. There's so much joy for you. And we have realized so much abundance from doing this that I just want you all to be a part of it. I want you all to experience this level of life. And the happier you are and the more determined you are to live your dreams and to let go of your fears and just walk through that fire, the more you're going to experience an amazing, amazing life. So today I woke up, today's Monday, you know, you get the Mondays and it's like, okay, here we are back to reality. Right. And I'm like, why are we doing this all the time? Like, why are we driving ourselves so crazy with those I gotta, it's just exhausting. So if you can just back up a little bit, if you can be present, if you can ask yourself, like, what is in my highest excitement? What's next in my highest excitement? What would feel really good? You know what felt really good yesterday? Going on Pinterest and looking at outdoor patios and what we're going to create here. Like, that was so exciting. And I will share pictures on my Facebook. If you don't follow me on Facebook, it's Golden Duffy. And I do have a Manifest to Live Life Golden group where I put all my posts. I put them in my personal page too. And if you haven't read my book yet, Mindful Manifestation Secrets, I am working on the Audible. So that's another thing that's on my like highest excitement to get that accomplished. But Mindful Manifestation Secrets, you'll find on Amazon. That's our story from moving from Connecticut to California and how we did it, how we like burned the boats, how we charged after our dreams, how we really trusted and believed in all the things that we walked through. And it's how to navigate the energy field when you're doing something big and scary like that. Mindful Manifestation Secrets Daily Guide and Journal is exactly that. It's going to show you the things that you need to let go of, the things that you need to do every day. They're going to put you in a higher vibration. It's got lots of journaling pages to get you really deep, to release the things you need to release. And then there's some affirmations in there as well. That is also available on Amazon. So that is my show for remembering who you are and for letting go of the idea that there's anything wrong, just that there's anything wrong, that anything needs to be different. You know, I was talking to my husband last night and we were talking about the judgment of certain things and certain people. And who was I judging? I can't remember. It was somebody that we used to be in a relationship with, and the relationship ended, and it was funky and it was dramatic and there was weird stuff going on. And we recently saw this woman and just decided to say hello and not be weird and not be awkward and not pretend like we didn't know each other. And my husband said, well, people change, you know? And I said, well, after talking, I didn't really feel like that person had changed. And he said, but you're judging. And every time we judge, we take away from our experience. We really take away from the full scope of what we could be experiencing when we judge, because we're making a call on something. And when we make a call on something, we're attracting that. We're attracting that experience to come to us. So we can't actually allow new things to come to us. So pay attention to that. The people that you're judging in your head, when you look at someone and it makes you feel a certain negative emotion, that is taking away from your experience, not theirs, yours. I mean, it is theirs too, because people feel energy. So the more you judge people, the more they feel that. You can be reflecting some stuff they have going on inside. But honestly, if we want to be masters, if we want to master our minds, if we want to master our lives, one of the greatest things that we can do is cease to judge people, cease to make a call on someone before we really know them or really know where they're coming from or what their motives are. Because often we assume, what is that? Making an ass of you and me, right? But often we assume and we place stories on people that may not necessarily be true. Often those stories are about taking things personally or, you know, letting a wound be reflected to us. So when we drop the judgments, we allow ourselves to live in more of the joy. I had this experience. I'm not sure if I shared this, but you know, we have these kids on these motorized bicycles all over the place. They're like little bandits. Yeah, I think I did share this. Little bandits like everywhere. They're just zooming in and out. And you know, you really have to be aware. You've really got to be aware. They're going 30 miles an hour. They're on our roads. They're going 30 miles an hour. These kids are 10, 12, 13 years old. And I've had a lot of feeling about this, a lot of feeling about how wrong it is. I made a whole like story about how it's the breakdown of the American family because parents are no longer even driving their kids to school or driving their kids anywhere. So these kids are just, they've got a lot of freedom and they don't have the maturity necessarily to handle it as far as what I've seen on these bicycles. So in my angst and in my feeling bad, every time I see them, and sometimes I want to yell at them because they're going too fast, like I become that person, right? I've decided to let that go. And I have to interrupt it. Every time I see them, I have to interrupt it and I have to wrap them in angels and I have to trust and I have to be okay with the fact that this is part of our society now and stop feeling like, oh my gosh, something needs to be done. And instead just enjoy the fact that these kids are living their best life. They're really excited. They're really having a good time. They've really got a lot of freedom and they're feeling good. So it's not up to me to police them. It's not up to me to change the laws. It's not, because all of that just detracts from my situation and it could actually attract something happening to me with them. So that's really important to just clean that up. So look at your judgments. Look at the things that you are creating in your everyday experience right up here in this mind, and what you're tuning into when you see certain people, when you see certain races, when you see certain ages, right? When you see those things, you know, work on that. Open yourself up to new perspectives. Decide that you're not going to feel that energy of sadness or frustration or whatever it is that you've been allowing. You know, we're such judgmental beings. Like, we are so used to telling a story or believing a certain thing about a certain person or making a judgment or looking people up and down or whatever you do. I've really worked hard on that, but there's still things, right? There's still these things that cause me to go, what? That's not right in our society. And if there's nothing you can do about it, if you're going to go and change it, great. If you're going to get that upset that you're going to put your anger into action, awesome. Not this girl. That's not where I'm being called. That's not where I'm called best. I'm called best in sharing the information that changes your life. So in that, I will keep myself in my happy place, in my higher frequencies, and I will trust that the universe knows. The universe knows. It has this perfect plan for you. A little tiny experience today that was kind of funny. I was going to get my car serviced, and really cool, they give you a loaner car. So I went to go get my loaner car, and this gentleman was like, oh, I have an SUV. And I was like, that's great, because I drive an SUV. I'd rather be in an SUV. And I got in the car and I was like, I don't really like this. Like, the cup holders were too small. And I was like, I'm not really loving this car, but whatever. It's a loaner. I'm going to have it for a couple hours. No big deal. And he comes up to me and he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I have some bad news and some good news. He's like, I just found a nail in the tire. So I was so relieved that he found the nail in the tire before I drove off and got a flat tire. And he put me in the car that I actually wanted, which was kind of funny, this other cute little SUV. So recognizing the law of attraction is always in action, and it's always there working for you, that you don't always have to like say what you want. You just have to know what you want, and you have to be okay with the energy field giving you what you want in that perfect timing, instead of fighting the energy, instead of, you know, being this complainer, instead of, you know, looking at life and saying it's not going my way, just letting go and trusting that the universe has your back. The universe wants you in certain places, in certain ways. And when you surrender to that and understand that at a deeper level, you'll create magic, man. You'll create so much magic in the world. So act on your inspirations. Do something about your ideas. I don't care if it's 10 minutes a day. Work on your ideas, because your ideas are being given to you. And when they're not received and you don't take part in them, what happens to them? I don't even know. Some say, I know Elizabeth Gilbert says this. She says, they go to other people, which I don't like that energy at all, because that just feels like, oh my God, we got to be desperate. We got to work on all our, I just don't like that. The idea is, we're going to keep getting more ideas. Your boat, you know, another boat's coming. You didn't miss the boat. Another boat's going to come. So I just like that, because that feels a little better to me, instead of like beating yourself up for missing opportunities. There's another one coming. That one wasn't meant for you. There's another one coming. But you got to act. You got to get outside. You got to move more. You got to meditate. You got to really understand that this beautiful journey is yours, that you get to enjoy it, that you get to love it, that you get to create it. And because of that, you're in charge. You're in charge of the thoughts. You're in charge of the feelings. You're in charge of the beliefs. So why wouldn't you charge? Why wouldn't you create the very best life has to offer? All right. Love y'all. Peace out.